All right, we're going to get started again. I think where we left off, we were talking about a list of deficiencies from Mr. Broughton.
Judge, I guess specifically, I mean, the permitting process in and of itself, it's to the extent that their current operations, and of course the permit does not meet the performance standards as set forth in the law and regulations, what we were looking for.
Okay.
And actually have that clarification. That makes sense.
It does make sense. I'm not, however, prepared to cite to 3814.124 and specifically which performance standards we're discussing, but what I did do is try and create a concrete, discrete list of items, I guess, that we'd like to see considered. And one of them, you know, I don't know where this fits into that in particular, but testing for soil compaction prior to the respreading. And sort of tied to that, I would say, is the other thing we'd request is some kind of requirement for forbs or some kind of a deep-rooting species to be included in the preliminary seed mix. One other one specifically is a limit on the reseeding delay for these variances. I understand from the discussion we've had here that it wasn't the PSC's intent to say that they have, you know, an indefinite time period to do reseeding, but our concern is that's how we read it, and we want to see a reasonable limit. If they're saying they want to reseed a year later or something, that's one thing. If they're saying they want to do it 10 years later, that's a big concern. And then the other is, it's related to respread depths and the soil types. I do understand how the PSC is doing these calculations, and I also understand that the projected respread is not the same as the actual respread at the end of mining, but the concern is that the COLIs here specifically requires the same amounts to come back on the void property. And so there's a concern if they're not saving enough soil, are they going to have enough to do what they're required to do there? Similarly, that same provision allows some commingling. There's also a landowner preference statement that says no commingling, and I think the PSC has to make a decision on which of those it's following. But even the allowed commingling in the lease doesn't allow them, for example, to start mixing soil types on a topsoil pile. And so that, again, is something where we have a concern about it now and how that's going to work when we get to the point of respread and what we're doing now. Anything else? Okay. The other thing I'd say is, Mr. Voigt, we have one issue we'd like to just address briefly, because it kind of came up earlier, but we want to make sure we have that on the record. And then the other one I think I can address, and you can follow up if you want, but I understand and appreciate the request from John to kind of give and probably for the mine too, to give an idea of what the specific things are we're requesting in this permit revision. The other thing is we're literally learning this in this informal conference, and we've learned a fair amount today, and my assumption is that the mine is going to be able to, you know, almost daily communicate with the PSC and staff to discuss this, and we would like a similar opportunity to just have communications with PSC staff and input. For example, and I'm not trying to say the PSC is going to do anything one way or another, but let's just say the PSC was considering some kind of a time limit on the variance reseeding. We'd like to be able to have an input and talk about that. And if the PSC says we're looking at a 20-year time period, we'd probably say that's too long. So it's just things like that. We would appreciate it if we can have some ongoing discussions. And that's not to put the onus on the PSC to have those discussions with us. It's just a request that the PSC be open to those communications from us as well. And just to be clear, I don't mean communicating with the commissioners. If there's any concerns about ex parte, I mean with the staff. And sorry, if you want to address that first, we can. Mr. Voigt did have one other specific issue related to the permit you wanted to cover as well. I know I'm kind of getting out of order here.
No, let's finish up.
Okay, why don't you... is there a better map that would show it?
It's my recollection that somewhere in this revision there was discussion about the landowner access road. So I don't know if that was in a review or if that was in a revision, but the question was posed to the mine by the PSC if the landowner access road was being used for mine purposes. I do not know what the answer to that question was or what input was given there. What I do know is my access is being restricted on that road because they're calling it an active mine area. Well, if it is only a landowner access road, I do not believe it should be considered an active mine area.
Where's that road at?
It would be to the west of the farmstead going from section 31 through section 36. I don't think it showed on this map at all.
I think that's all we have to present.
Okay. Mr. Hsu, did you have a...
That'll look fine. I have an opportunity.
Oh, did you want to comment about that last issue raised, or...
I can.
Turn your mics on. Thank you.
Jeremy, did you... have a comment on that?
Yeah, on that landowner access road, it's an MSHA. It's not a PSC issue as far as if it's considered an active mine area. And we do have equipment working in that area crossing that road. They don't run on the road, but they cross perpendicular to that road, as well as that landowner access road does cross our haul road as well. So that's why it is considered an active mine area. Doesn't mean there's equipment running on the road lengthwise with it, but that's the viewpoint that MSHA has taken on it. And
so just to follow up, and I'm not trying to argue with Mr. Eckroth, I agree with what he said, but we don't agree with the mine that the Voits are subject to MSHA. They're not mine employees. But the mine has taken a position that they can't use that road without MSHA training. And so this question of whether that's designated as an active mining area is really important for them to be able to use their own access road. And to the extent the PSC doesn't consider a landowner road that is crossed by the mine at times to be an active mining area, that's very significant for the Voits to be able to continue accessing their property.
And again, this was addressed in 2019, another one of the topics that has already been addressed and decided.
Well, and I'd clarify as well that they can use it with an escort. That we'd escort them at any point.
And just to respond to Mr. Mann, this was not addressed in 2019. The prior dispute with respect to the road was whether or not they got to put the road and move this to a different location. And he's right that that went up to the Supreme Court. That was dealt with. What we're talking about now is whether or not this continues to be an active mining area under Revision 12.
And even if it does, maybe we can alter something to make a different intersection for mine traffic to where it could be considered a non-active mine area.
And then, Your Honor, I don't know if now is the appropriate time to address the other issues or some
sure.
of them. I think we have some comments on those.
Okay.
I mean, with respect to soil compaction, I mean, we follow the, we do follow the current laws, regs as they exist. We'll continue to do so. And then on the Forbes, the seed mix, I'll let Mr. Eckroth address that. But I mean, a lot goes into these things, the planning, the seed mixes, everything associated with the mining, the permits. They put a lot of time and effort into determining what is and isn't appropriate, and there is, reasoning behind that. And, it's not just something slapped together, but Mr. Eckroth can specifically address, the Forbes request.
Yeah, part of that, and I understand what you're requesting on that. The problem with that is the reason we're going to that temporary native mix is for a management purpose. So if we have any weeds with an initial seeding, if there's weeds, if there's brome grass, if there's other species that, say, broadleaf species, mainly weeds, if you put Forbs in, then you can't spray. Because if you spray a broadleaf herbicide, you're killing your Forbs off. So it's limiting your management tool, which was the whole purpose of having that temporary seed mix in. If not, it would just go to the native, final native mix, kind of like we had discussed earlier, if that makes sense.
And we would just say that if you're going to spray, you're going to spray and kill everything there, whether you got Forbs in there or not. But if you're not certain you're going to spray, then it's possible those Forbs would be helping decompact.
Let's see. And on the reseeding, I think that's something that the reclamation staff, or the timing on reseeding, reclamation staff mentioned, and the mine's going to be prepared to, address to the extent that the reclamation staff wants time frames with respect to certain locations, the mine will certainly comply with that. And then on the other issue, the respread depth, again, that's, I'm not sure if they're fully kind of understanding what was kind of put together on that, but to the extent that, they're trying to bring in the lease, the terms of the lease speak for themselves. I mean, I don't think we're necessarily in agreement with their interpretation of the lease, but again, that's really not something that really becomes a part of the, the PSC's proceedings. It's kind of beyond the scope. And that's all I have.
I guess just a couple, Your Honor. The I guess to the extent I know, certainly access wasn't something that the informal was noticed to actually discuss, but I'll take it under advisement. So that'll be a consideration of what you provided, and the grant of communication. Of course, as we move forward, any deficiencies you guys already received that as well, right? And I'm sure staff would probably echo that we'd be certainly open to have discussion. Ultimately the work's our work, but
right.
Communication on that. I guess regarding the other issues of, I think we've already provided testimony on that. Actually going back and taking a look at the leases and the commingling and the mixing agreement, I guess I really don't have anything additional to add to that for the most part at this time. But Yeah, we'll probably follow up with some sort of recommendation, at least as it relates to the, for sure, on the time period. I'm not sure whether it's through a deficiency letter. Okay. I know that's one of the concerns that you have as well, and having something concrete, and we'll communicate with you as well on that moving forward, and ideally we could have something in the revision that's agreeable to everybody.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, anything further for the conference today? Just my understanding, the process for these procedures is there's a recommended decision made following this, and parties submit proposed findings, proposed decision.
That's
proposed
correct.
Recommended decision.
Yeah, it's a little bit unique, Your Honor, from the standpoint that the commission ultimately approves it.
Okay.
I mean, the ALJ, through, of course, the substantive ALJ, provides a recommended order subject to commission ultimate approval of the informal.
It's 30 days?
Yes, Your Honor.
And that's when the commission needs to have the order signed by?
That's correct.
So when does the recommended need to be to them?
Knowing that this is an assumption that would be receiving it, you know, days prior to that, I might just pull up the calendar real quick if
yeah,
I could take a
please
look.
Please do.
So the 12th falls on the on a weekend. So, you know, ideally, we would have it by, especially since we have a commission meeting on the 10th. I recommend a order from the LJ by the 8th or 9th, November.
8th or 9th. Okay. So a deadline for proposed.
That work for staff.
Is that okay, parties?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Your Honor.
So November 26th will be the deadline to submit proposed recommended findings. All right. And then just one final question I have as far as the photos and videos submitted by the voids, is that going to be on the docket, the electronic docket?
Your Honor, we could docket that.
Okay. Then I'll just reference it as docket numbers then.
Sure.
Okay.
You said November 26th, I think October 26th.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Okay.
I even wrote down November. October 26th, thank you. All right. Anything else for today, Ms. Broughton?
No, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Hsu?
Nope.
All right. Well, note for the record, then it's 1:20 p.m., and that'll conclude our informal conference for today.
Thank you.